The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, Hop Along Cassidy tracks down the bandits of Ridge Creek, and Hollywood is on the air with a movie preview of Love Thy Neighbor, starring Jack Benny and Fred Allen. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, see if you can solve a five-minute mystery. And Hollywood is on the air with a movie preview of the 1940 film Love Thy Neighbor, starring Jack Benny and Fred Allen. Right now, William Boyd stars in Hop Along Cassidy and the Bandits of Ridge Creek as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
It's Hop Along Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. This famous hero thrills his 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hop Along Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And appearing as that laughable old character, California, is Andy Clyde. Now to our story, The Bandits of Ridge Creek. The sun is setting slowly behind Crag Mountain in a blazing ball of red and yellow fire, casting a golden glow down the hot and dusty main street of Ridge Creek. It's a small cow town, its main street flanked on either side by the low wooden one-story buildings. Hop Along Cassidy and his pal California ride down the nearly deserted street and head for the Silver Dust Cafe, where they are to meet Sheriff Duncan. They dismount at the hitching rail, walk to the entrance, and open the door.
But he can hardly see his hand in front of his face.
Now look good, California. They said we'd find the sheriff in here.
I sure don't see him, Hoppy.
But do you see what I see?
Yep, sure do. Looks like trouble over by the dance floor.
If you lay a hand on me, Ace Britt, I'll kill you.
Why, you sniveling jailbird.
Why, that boy ain't no match for that, Lord.
And I ain't leaving town, either. Not like clear my pa's name and get our ranch back.
I bought that ranch legal. And if you step a foot on it, you'll be heading for Boot Hill.
Seems like I remember something about this deal, California.
You was the only one who found that bank money in our barn. Funny you knew where to find it.
Why, you yellow-livered crook. I'll teach you to talk that way to Ace Britt.
Get in here, wait, Ace, don't kick the boy.
Oh, maybe you want some of the same, Chip.
Well, he's hurt bad.
He'll be worse when I'm through with him. Come on, get up, you jailbird. A man'd get up and fight.
Sure.
Maybe you want me to help you get up.
Hoppy, what you gonna do?
Get away from that boy.
Huh? Who said that?
I said it. Don't touch that boy again.
Well, well, a stranger, eh?
Come on, son, get up. We're your friends.
Why, you mangy cowpoke.
Look out, California. I'll take him. You asked for it.
That cowpoke ain't nobody's fool.
Just one little old punch.
Get the boy and come on.
Yeah, sure will. Can you make it, son?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, then, come on. The air's better outside, away from that cold path.
All right, boys. We're going out the way we came in. Don't make a mistake of reaching for anything.
Well, I'm warning you, stranger. You and that kid will never forget this. If either one of you let the sun set on you in Ridge Creek, you'll be buzzard bait for sure.
Out of Ridge Creek with Tom Hinkle, Tom is explaining about his encounter with Ace Fritz.
I don't know your name, stranger, but I'm mighty lucky to have met up with you when I did.
Just call me Hoppy.
I'm a California.
Hoppy? Seems I've heard Pa say something about a Hoppy somebody.
Well, I didn't know who you were at first, Tom, but now I do. I met your dad once.
Say, you're not Hopalong Cassidy.
Right. That's just who he is.
Then you know.
Well, I know what I've heard, Tom.
Honest, Mr. Cassidy, on my honor, Pa and me never took a penny from nobody.
But they sent you and your Pa to prison.
On the word of that crook Ace Britz. He rode up to our ranch with the sheriff and they looked for the money. They come out of the barn with a pack of bills. Ace said he found them in the hay.
You got any idea how the money got into the barn?
Not less than Ace put them there. I know Pa wasn't near the barn. He was with me all evening.
It's going to be awful hard to prove.
I'll find a way somehow. But I don't want you to get messed up in this. You've done enough already.
Well, it isn't going to be healthy for you to go back to Ridge Creek for a while.
What you going to do, Hoppy?
I don't know exactly. You keep Tom company till I get back. I'll see if I can get any information to the sheriff on the robbery.
Mr. Cassidy, you heard what Ace Britt said.
Sure. Better men than Ace Britt have said the same thing.
If you happen to see a pretty girl named Mary Miles around the sheriff's office, will you tell her I'm all right?
I sure will, Tom.
Hoppy, maybe I should ride back with you.
No, you stay here with Tom. I won't be gone long. After I see the sheriff, I'll know which way to jump.
Who is it?
It's me, Ace. Chip Miles.
Well?
I trailed them out over the pass. The three of them was lit out.
And you was worrying about trouble.
No, it's I don't want you rearing up at me, but I got a feeling we're going to hear more from that fellow who flattened you.
Now, you look here, Chip. You sounded almost like you was glad he'd done it.
Oh, no. Of course I ain't glad, Ace.
Well, you hadn't better be. I'm running this show, Chip. Don't you ever forget it. That kid's going to cause trouble if we don't pin something on him fast.
Well, let the kid be, Ace. Seems like he's had trouble enough.
Oh, soft, eh? Seems like you ought to be glad to get rid of him. Or maybe you'd want folks saying your daughter Mary is running around with a jailbird.
Now, wait a minute, Ace. What you and me do is one thing, but what Mary does ain't no fair of yours.
Oh, all right. Don't get riled up. All I want to say is this. It's over a year now since we helped catch the bank robbers.
But the money ain't done you a bit of good. Well, them numbers aren't and stuff.
Well, I got a plan. But this kid is going to be snooping around and spoiling it unless we get rid of him.
Now, wait, Ace. I ain't mixing no killing in this.
Oh, don't be a fool. I ain't aiming to murder him. I'm just going to see that he goes back to prison for a spell.
You know, Ace, I'll never stop being sorry I got mixed up.
Well, it's too late now, Chip. Remember, that deed to your place is still in my name.
I know that.
Now, here's what we do. Get the boys and we'll round them up. But that cowpoke who hit me, save him for me. Remember that.
You and the boys, you mean?
Get out of here and do what you're told. We've waited too long now to deal with them varmints.
Hi, Sheriff.
Well, doggone if it ain't Hopalong Cassidy himself. I missed you down at the cafe.
Glad to see you, Sheriff. Sorry you missed me.
Yeah, I just got there when they was patching up Ace Britt. Now, there's a bad one, Hoppy.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. Tell me what you know about this boy, Tom Hinkle, and his dad.
Well, Hoppy, there ain't much to tell. About a year ago, the bank was held up and a batch of new money, most $30,000, was took.
In the daytime?
Well, no, it was dusk, just getting dark, and...
Anyone see the holdup?
Well, Ace Britt was standing across the street, and he seen Tom Hinkle and his father ride away from the back of the bank.
So Ace got you and rode to Hinkle's, and Ace found the money. That is a very small part of it in Hinkle's barn.
Well, yes, but how'd you know?
Tom told me.
Well, all I could do was bring him in. The jury sent him away. Seemed like a pretty sure thing it was them, what with witnesses and all.
You never found any more of the money in the barn?
Well, no. They must have hid it good.
I'm glad you said that, Sheriff. It bears out my thinking.
What do you mean, Hoppy?
Just this, Sheriff. Doesn't it strike you funny that all the rest of the money was so well hidden you couldn't find it? But still, Ace Britt could walk right in the dark, and find a small part of it.
Well, I don't know, Hoppy. Maybe it's worth considering. I'll go and get this Ace right now and get him to do some explaining.
No, wait, Sheriff. I got a better idea.
You have, eh? Well, I'll back you to the limit, Hoppy.
I know you will, Sheriff, and I'm counting on you.
What are you going to do?
Well, right offhand, I don't know. But one thing is sure. Tom Hinkle and his dad are going to be back on their ranch and clear this charge. If it's in my power to do it.
Well, now, son, I wouldn't go getting flustered now. You're just a kid yet.
I'm not a kid. I'm 20 years old.
Of course, these things got to be worked out. Can't just blunder around and get into more trouble.
Oh, why doesn't Mr. Cassidy come back?
Like as not, he's on his way back now. Now, don't fidget around. Turkey wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Who's that?
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Neither was Turkey. Listen, someone's coming.
Yeah.
It's Hoppy.
Gee, I feel better now. California.
Over here, Hoppy. Hey, what'd you find out?
Not much we don't know already.
Did you see Mary?
No, I didn't, Tom, but I did see the sheriff. The numbers on that money have kept the thieves from disposing of it.
They still got it, then.
Right, and we got to get a hold of some of it. That's all the proof we need.
That's all.
I recognized a couple of Ace Britt's men. I let it be known that every ranch will be searched tonight for the rest of the money.
Gee, they'll tell Ace Britt.
That's just what I want them to do.
Down, Tom!
Good, my plan's already working. They followed my trail just like I figured.
You left their trail on purpose?
That's right. If the gunslingers are out here, they won't be at Ace Britt's ranch. And I'd like to be there in time to see if Ace Britt tries to get rid of the hidden money.
I know every inch of that ranch. I'll go with you.
All right, then. Let's ride.
We can go around back of the sheds. If we're careful, that old well with them rotten boards over. Just follow me. I know every foot of Ace Britt's place.
You're just gulping your food, Dad.
Well, I've got to hurry, honey. I've got to be at Ace's place, pronto.
He told me you were through with that crook.
Well, I am, but I just can't break away in a minute.
And after what he did to Tom.
Well.
Tom nor his pa took a cent of that money, and you know it.
Well, no one didn't say anything different, Mary.
Oh, everybody's afraid of that Ace Britt, but I am.
No. Be careful, honey. Let me work this out my own way, and maybe something good will happen.
Well, you're the best dad a girl ever had. Only... Well, a girl misses the boy she's in love with.
Well, I know.
No, you don't know, or you do something about it.
Well, honey, I can't explain nothing now, but I can tell you that since this Hopalong Cassidy fella came to town, I feel like my hands ain't tied no more.
Oh, if you could only find the thieves and clear Tom's name.
I already found them, honey. But it's worth my rotten hide to prove it. Well, I gotta get over to Ace's.
What's wrong with you, Chip? Sick?
No, Ace, I ain't sick. Leastwise, not sick with pain. But I'm getting mighty sick of something else.
Oh, I see. Well, sit down and spill it. Then I'm going to tell you something.
I just ain't going no further, Ace.
Scared of this, Cassidy?
I ain't scared, but I don't like it. I'm quitting.
I don't think you are, Chip.
Gun whipping me ain't going to help you none, Ace. My mind's made up. I promised Myriad.
Oh, so that's it. She's mooning around for that sneaking coyote Tom Hinkle.
I've been crazy going along with you, Ace.
Well, you can't quit now, you fool. I'm framing Tom so he'll send up again. And as for that Cassidy, I got the trap all set for him, too.
Trap?
Well, sure. He didn't fool me none. Telling Jess they were searching the ranches for that money. Why, that hombre's smart. But Ace Britt's just a little smarter.
Hey, boss! They're just coming down the door. Let's get out there quick. The boys are back at the shed waiting for him.
Good. I've been waiting for this minute. But remember, no gunplay. Just do like I said. Dump him in the old well.
They'll never get out of there alive.
Now we go around the cook shack. Then bear left to the bunkhouse till we get to the back of the sheds.
We're right with you, Tom.
We better stop up here, California, and figure out a way to get closer to the house. Where that light is in that window.
That's where my pa did his figuring.
Let's hope it's where Ace Britt does his banking.
Tom, California and I'll go around this way. You take a look around the other side. But quiet now.
It's sure dark. Wish I had cat eyes.
Shh. What's this open door?
Oh, Hoppy.
Sorry, but Hoppy can't hear you.
Have you done anything to him, you sidewinder?
You'll do nothing. Now get along. Thought you'd like to have a nice cooling swim.
California, what happened?
Oh, coming around, eh? Well, hop along, Cassidy. You've done your last snooping.
Now, if I could get loose for 1 minute, I...
You'll be loose in a minute. Dump them in, boys.
All right,
they got a 40-foot drop to feel sorry for themselves.
All right, boys, come on.
Come on, dump them in, boys. Down they go, boys. Good work. That takes care of Hopalong Cassidy and his pal. Even the buzzards can't find them down there.
Hoppy and his pal, California, rescued young Tom Hinkle from a beating at the hand of Ace Britt. Tom has just been released from prison, but he convinced Hopalong that he was innocent of the bank robbery. So Hoppy and California are determined to help him, first by going to Ace Britt's ranch. But Hopalong and California are ambushed by Britt's boys, slugged and dropped in an old abandoned well. The cold water at the bottom of the deep well has revived them.
Deep you reckon this here water is, Hoppy?
Save your strength, California. Don't talk.
Besides, it's smooth as a bald head. No place to get your nails in.
Yeah, it's a good 40 feet to the top.
This is one place I always hoped I'd never be. What are we going to do? We just can't give up like rats.
Speaking of rats, remind me to see Ace Britt the minute we get out of here.
Oh, you're just saying we'll get out to make me feel good.
Just save your strength, California.
We can't hold out. Long this away, Hoppy?
We can't expect help from Britt's gang.
Hoppy, I got a hold of a rock. I can hang on. Come over here. Oh. Over this way.
We could just get word to Tom.
We ain't got a chance.
As long as we keep our heads, we got a chance. But a mighty slim one.
Guess this is a fella you're looking for, Ace.
Yeah, Tom Hinkle. Sit down, son. There's something we should talk over.
I ain't sitting down. Where's Mr. Cassidy and his pal?
Oh, them? Well, I'll tell you. They left sudden-like. Said they didn't believe your story.
They didn't do that. They couldn't.
Now, look, son. You and me has had a misunderstanding. But this Cassidy fella showed me the right way.
There's only one right way.
I seen my mistake, and I'm a big enough man to admit it. Of course, with a bad reputation, you wouldn't be happy around here.
What do you aim to do, Ace?
I'm giving you a pack of money that I got at the bank today. It's all yours. You can go a long way away from here and get yourself a spread, and nobody will know you.
I want my own ranch, my pa's ranch.
Well, that just can't be done, son. Now, here, take this money and get out of town fast. There's a stage leaving town in an hour. I'm just trying to right a wrong I done you.
But I couldn't pay it back, maybe.
Oh, I don't want it back. Here, take it.
If Mr. Cassidy and his friend hadn't run out on me, I'd have fought you, Ace. But I guess I'm licked.
That's right. I'm a hard man, Tom, but I'm fair. Now, hurry.
Well, maybe you're right. I'd be a stranger somewhere else, and I'd have a place for Paul when he gets out.
You're a good boy, Tom. Good luck to you.
Maybe I was wrong about you, Ace.
Sure you was.
So long.
Good luck, kid. And if you need any more money, let me know.
I ain't forgetting this, Ace. So long.
So long, son.
Seems to me, Ace, that's about the lowest...
Shut up. Get to Jess and have him tell the sheriff that Tom Hinkle is leaving on the stage with more stolen money.
Ain't right, Ace.
You know, Chip, I can't use you much longer. You're getting kind of soft. Now you get to Jess and tell him. Then get back in here. There's something important I want to take up with you.
Don't seem like it's no use, Hoppy.
I never wanted to go out this way, California.
It's like the way I wanted it, though. You and me, just like we've been for years. Together. To the end.
Seems like it's been 2 hours since we dropped. My fingers are getting numb.
I can't hold on much longer.
Are you still alive?
California. Hear that? A voice.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
My hide ain't worth a dime. But I'm doing one good thing before I go. I'm throwing you a rope.
Hear that, Harvey? A rope.
Get up as fast as you can. Ace, don't trust me. Here you are. Catch.
Got it. Can you make it, California?
Yeah. Sure can. I never was so sick of one place in my whole life. Up we go. Come on.
Someone's coming. If I don't make it, tell Mary I made them different arrangements I spoke about.
Hurry, California.
I sure am.
Oh, just a couple more feet, and we'll be out of this hole.
If they shot down Chip Miles after what he done for us, I'll see he gets a hang noose.
If Chip gets away, they'll head for his ranch house. That means we got to get there first.
I'd feel a heap better if we had our guns.
Oh, I'm just thankful they didn't find our horses.
What have they done with Tom?
We'll soon know. There's the light from Chip Miles' ranch house.
With Ace Britt's gunslingers around, what are we going to do?
We'll tie up in that clump of trees and go the rest of the way on foot.
Yeah, hadn't better go no closer riding.
Right. Here's where we tie off. Oh, boy.
Hoppy, maybe we ought to get the sheriff.
Huh? No time now, California. This is one job I'll enjoy doing alone.
Why doesn't that doctor get here?
No, don't get upset, Mary. Jess is riding for the doc.
But who could have done this to Dad?
Well, like I said, must have been that Cassidy fella. I heard words outside the bunkhouse and a couple of shots.
I don't believe it.
I'm just doing what I can for you.
When Dad gets well, we're going far away from here, Ace Britt, and we're never coming back.
Well, I done what I could for him. I come over to help. Maybe I should go in and see if I can do anything more.
No. Stay out of that room. Don't touch my father.
Now, don't go raring around.
I said stay out of that room, Ace Britt.
Oh, a gun, eh? Looks pretty big for such a little hand.
I know how to use it, too. Sit back in that chair.
I'm a-going in there and help your pa.
You're going in to finish him so he can't tell about your rotten deal.
Put up that gun, you little wildcat.
No. No, don't come any nearer.
Are you trying to shoot a gun that ain't got a trigger?
What? You mean it won't... Oh, my arm, you're breaking it.
There. Now you listen to me.
Stay away from that room.
Get out of my way.
If Tom was only here...
Tom? He's in jail by this time. He's bad. Clear through, Mary. One side.
Stay back. You stay out. Put that gun down.
Get out of my way.
Stop. Don't go in.
Fool. That'll hold you. It's awful dark in here.
Mary.
Oh, there you are, Chip. You needn't call Mary. She's taking a little nap.
Ace, what have you done to Mary?
Ain't you more interested in what I'm going to do to you?
You yellow coyote.
Oh, no hard feelings, Chip. Remember, you and me is partners. It's just that I'm kind of tired of that partnership. Now that Cassidy and his pal are taken care of and Tom is on his way back to the barred windows, I just want to make a clean sweep. And that includes you. You got a one-way ticket to Boot Hill, Chip, and I'm going to punch it for you right now.
Ace!
Ace Britt went into Chip's room with a drawn gun. But when a shot was fired, it did not come from Ace's gun.
Hoppy, you did it. You got him, Hoppy.
Why, you dirty...
Look out!
You're kind of hard to convince, Ace. I just wanted to shoot the gun out of your hand.
Well, he asked for it, Hoppy. Ace didn't reckon that you were here in the dark waiting for him.
Get some light in here, California, and see about Mary.
Yeah.
There we are.
Look at that skunk. Wish I wasn't so polite. I'd like to kick that Ace Britt in the face.
He's not worth it.
Oh, I'm so thankful, Hoppy. You saved me.
We're the ones who are thankful, Chip.
We'd still be down in that well if it weren't for you.
Mary's coming too, Hoppy.
Now bring her in here.
Oh, she's mighty heavy for a young filly.
But is she? She bad hurt?
No, Chip, she's all right. You better ride after the sheriff, California.
Well, it'll be a short ride.
Hey. Why, Sheriff?
Well, what's going on here?
That's what I want to know. Why are you holding Mary in your arms?
Why, you young whippersnapper. Why do you think I'm holding her? It ain't no love match.
Ace knocked her down, Tom, and California's playing nursemaid.
Looks like Ace is the one who needs nursing.
A little late for that, I'm afraid.
But he came in here to finish me, Sheriff. If it hadn't been for Hopper...
Doggone, if things get so darn confusing, I catch young Tom trying to pass some of the old stolen money. Then I oblige him by driving out here to Mary so she can tell her goodbye.
Well, he needn't tell her goodbye now.
Don't you understand? Hoppy, Tom had the money on him, just like Ace said.
I keep telling you, Ace gave it to me.
Well, how am I going to believe a thing like that? We searched Ace's ranch from top to bottom, and there's not a trace of it.
You checked the numbers, Sheriff?
Why, of course I did. Look here, see for yourself.
Wow, real money.
What are you smelling it for?
Kind of musty, don't you think? Like it's been around water.
Hoppy, that's it.
That's what? I don't never seem to know what's going on.
I think I can tell you where to look for the rest of the stolen money, Sheriff.
We sure can tell him, can't we, Hoppy?
What in tarnation are
you... Look in a well behind Ace's ranch, Sheriff. The well that Chip risked his life to get us out of.
Well, I'll be darned. Say, maybe you're right.
Mary's all right now.
Everything's all right now, Tom.
Don't know why you're so mindful about Tom. He almost smacked me.
That was just because you were holding Mary, California. He's in love with her.
Oh, love.
Now, California, you know what they say. Love makes the world go round.
Yeah, go round with a worried expression.
Goodbye from Hopalong Cassidy, but be sure to listen again when Hoppy and California ride out into more adventure and dangerous action. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Bandits of Ridge Creek was written by Howard Swart. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
Guitar played when I met him, and it played the night I lost him. Yes, you drove him to another with your sweet Hawaiian chimes. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm, but the waltz that you were playing drove him to another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying 'cause you two know he is gone, gone with another, and I'm all alone. So cry, guitar, cry on.
You're listening to The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY. Gene Shepherd sang Crying Steel Guitar Waltz from 1952, and William Boyd starred as Hopalong Cassidy. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, try to solve a five-minute mystery. But first, Hollywood is on the air with a movie preview of the 1940 film Love Thy Neighbor, starring Jack Benny and Fred Allen, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Hollywood is on the air. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Ken Carpenter bringing you a preview of the film that every radio listener is waiting for, Love Thy Neighbor, the movie starring radio's two battling comedians, Jack Benny and Fred Allen.
Love Thy Neighbor. You should have Allen for a neighbor.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the picture that stars Jack and Fred together, with Mary Martin heading the supporting cast, and Barry Teasdale, the Mary Max, Virginia Dale, and Jack's man-of-all-work, Rochester, joining in the festivities. Love Thy Neighbor.
Love Thy Neighbor, yes, but love Benny, never.
It's a picture loaded with laughs and music, comedy and romance, not to mention a gang of the swellest-looking girls you've seen in years. That reminds me, Jack, where are the girls?
I'll find them, aren't we? Oh, Joe! What happened to the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Eddie, where are the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Bill, where are the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Slim!
Never mind, let it go. I'll find them myself.
Yes, sir, it's more fun than any picture in years, and we're happy today to be able to bring you the stars of Love Thy Neighbor in person to show you what goes on the screen. And to start our show off, we bring you one of America's favorite entertainers, Fred Allen.
Thank you.
Fred, how'd you like working with Jack Benny in Love Thy Neighbor?
Frankly, Mr. Benny is an artistic faux-paw. How people can laugh at that corn-fed clown is beyond me, sir. His idea of humor is giving his grandmother a hot foot and then hiding the fire extinguisher. He's as funny as a leak in an oxygen tent. And that's only a synopsis.
My word, suppose he heard you say that.
He's lower than a snail's outlook. And if I ever get my hands on him, I'll beat him incognito. I'll tear him...
You're what, Allen?
You heard me.
Jack, Fred, we're on the air.
Come in.
I was told I would find Jack Benny here.
Hello.
This is a break. It's Mary Martin, ladies and gentlemen, and Mary, you came just in the nick of time. Jack and Fred were just about to lace into each other. I think maybe if you got in there and danced or sang or something, it might relieve the tension.
You do sing and dance, don't you?
Oh, she sure does, Jack. And if she'll do a song for us right now, maybe you and Fred will get a chance to cool off.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
How about it, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have the Mary Max step up to the microphone to assist her.
Calm is the night, the wind is asleep, a drowsy old moon mopes above. Suddenly comes a jolt, crash goes a thunderbolt. Isn't that just like love? Straight is your path, and firm is your step, and then at the drop of a glove. Where is south, which is north? That is July the 4th. Isn't that just like love? Isn't it odd to walk up to a dream and say, don't I know you? Isn't it weird to hear miracles talk and say, well, how do you do? Clear is your mind and strong is your will. A mountain is simpler to show. Falls apart, boom goes your apple cart. Isn't that just like love?
Calm as the night, the wind is asleep, a drowsy old moon mopes above. All at once roses rain when there's a hurricane. Isn't that just like love? Straight is your path and firm is your step, and then at the drop of a glove, bridges burn, buildings fall, clang, there's a riot call. Isn't that just like love? Isn't it odd to bump into a cloud and say, shake hands with fate, shake hands with fate. Isn't it strange to make friends with a haze and hear, tomorrow at eight, tomorrow at eight, tomorrow at eight. Bold are your views and lofty your aims, the stuff pioneers are made of. Hold your hat, grab your heart, boom goes your apple cart. Hold your hat, grab your heart, boom goes your apple cart.
That was Isn't That Just Like Love, sung by Mary Martin, with vocal encores by the Merrimacks. And now we present that well-known musician, Jack Benny. Jack, won't you play something for us?
Very well, I'll play if you insist. Turn that passé Peter Pan off.
Why, Fred!
Turn him off!
What's the matter, Fred?
Brother, I have heard the raucous wail of the wildcat at bay. I have heard the eerie shriek of a ghost with its ectoplasm caught in a transom. I have heard a man with false teeth chewing slate pencils. Get me out of here.
Well, Rochester, oh, Rochester.
You call me, boss?
That's some costume, Rochester.
Well, now, what in the world are you supposed to be?
I'm Romeo. I'm taking my favorite Juliet to a masquerade tonight.
Rochester, before you and Juliet step out, here's Teresa Harris, your girlfriend, in both Buck Benny Rides Again and Love Thy Neighbor. What do you say to you and Teresa singing your newest number, Dearest, Darest I?
Okay.
Dearest, darest I, whisper prettily under thee. Thou art solid murder, what a kick thou givest me. When I'm sentimental, dost thou dig my jive? I feel gallant and gentle. Is it bad if I'm glad I'm alive? Dearest, dearest I, take thee tenderly in my arms, while I wax poetic on thy killer diller charm. Hark ye to my ticker, that's the reason why I fain would call a victor. Oh, dearest, dearest I.
My, my.
My, my.
Thou flyest high.
Hmm, thou tellest I.
Dearest, dearest I, dearest I, reply. Sir, you sabotage me with that thee and thou and thy. Shakespeare was a jive man, but where is he today? Why, heaven's sakes alive, man, I'll say as things he couldn't say. Dearest, dearest, we
hip, hip, hip
up the middle aisle. then forsooth, and Jackie Sackie, we couldst live in style.
Lord and lady snarling, prithee do drop by at Stratford on the Harlem. Oh, dearest,
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 dearest.
Ah, very fine, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting on toward the end of our Love Thy Neighbor program now. But before we go, I want to bring our two stars to the microphone once more, because they've both promised me confidentially to give us their honest opinion on this picture. Now, first we have Fred Allen. Fred, what do you really think deep down in your heart about Love Thy Neighbor?
Love Thy Neighbor is gay, exciting, diverting, and entertaining, with the possible exception of the seconds or minutes that Mr. Benny is on the screen.
Oh, thank you, Fred. And now Jack Benny. Jack, have you anything to add to what Fred Allen has said?
Don't mind him, folks. The rest of us carry him along. And Love Thy Neighbor is really a very nice show.
Oh, I'm sure it is, Jack.
And oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. Mary Martin sings My Heart Belongs to Daddy in the picture. And I'm Daddy.
She sure does sing it, Jack, and she's going to show us right now just how she does it. Ladies and gentlemen, the girl who made the song famous, the song that made the girl famous, Mary Martin singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
I used to fall in love with those boys who call themselves buddy. I used to trail young men at Yale and make them fail in their studies. But now I've come to care for such a sweet millionaire. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fin and haddie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well. Though other dames at football games may long for a strong undergraddy, I never dream of playing the team, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been enjoying a radio preview of the new comedy Love Thy Neighbor, in which Jack Benny shares top billing with Fred Allen.
Top billing? That no-account nasal non-entity? Allen's in the picture for a small role, but it's not much. How could it be?
I don't know how, but that's what it says here. Fred, who would you say gets top billing, you or Jack Benny?
It is true that Benny wormed his way into Love Thy Neighbor, but let me assure you, no one is required to love neighbor Benny, as if anyone could.
Well, folks, that's the way it goes. But whatever Jack says and whatever Fred says, the two battling comedians of the airways do share starring honors in Love Thy Neighbor, and they've shared them on this radio preview of the picture. Also featured on this program from the cast of Love Thy Neighbor were Mary Martin, Rochester, Teresa Harris, and the Merrymans. For a continuation of the melody and fun, we refer you to your favorite theater. This is Ken Carpenter speaking. This program was produced in the Paramount Studio in Hollywood.
The blues for her only, for my gal's gone and left me with these blues all day. I'm going to find that woman, that mean old woman, and bring her back to stay.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Doctor, I'm Mike Patterson. It's my father. Is he all right?
We'll see, Mike. Where's the car?
Just kept going after he got hit. He's all right, isn't he?
I'm afraid not, Mike. Your father is dead.
But, Mr. Floyd, how can the insurance company be so heartless?
Now, don't get me wrong, Mr. Patterson. You'll get the money in time, just as soon as I've heard the story from you and Dr. Warren.
And time is not good enough. I don't even have money to bury him decently.
I'll be frank with you, Patterson. That's one of the reasons I've been asked to investigate this.
You don't mean to say that...
Don't get upset. Just tell me the story as it happened. You'll probably get the money tonight. Let's begin with you, Dr. Warren.
Well, there's nothing much I can tell you, Mr.
Please,
Floyd.
Doctor, whatever you can.
Mike's father was a man of about 65. His left leg was missing.
That happened in a railroad crash. It was years ago.
He seems to have used a single crutch to help him, judging from the callus on his hand.
Is that correct, Mike?
Yes. Practically all the time.
Where did the automobile hit him, Dr. Warren?
Mainly on the right side, from the look of things. That's where the worst damage was done.
All right. Mr. Patterson, suppose you tell me what you know about it.
Well, we were walking north, facing the traffic on the highway.
And the car that hit him was going south.
That's right. I particularly noticed the license plate as it approached. It was a Florida car, maybe heading home.
What make?
I don't know, but it was from Florida. I was helping my dad along, as I always did when he walked on the highway. And this car came along at a terrific speed and swerved towards us. I tried to pull my father off the road, but he couldn't move fast enough. The car hit him with a sickening thud and jerked him away from me. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I've got the whole story now, I think, from my report. I want to thank you, both of you. This will facilitate action.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I suppose that means that I can get the money soon.
Not exactly. That means that you'll go to the electric chair for the murder of your father.
Why did Mr. Floyd charge Mike Patterson with murder? See if you can find the two flaws in his story. In a moment, you'll hear Mr. Floyd explain. Now, let's see if your observation is as keen as Mr. Floyd's.
Let me go. Let me go, I tell you. You can't prove a thing.
Mr. Floyd, why did you accuse Mike of murdering his father? Was it simply because he's beneficiary?
No, Doctor. There are two things wrong with this story. First, he said his father was hit by a car with Florida license plates in front. Florida hasn't had front license plates in years. But more important, Mike said he was helping his father. Now, if a man's left leg is off, he uses a crutch on that side and is helped on the right side. And if they were facing traffic, Mike would have been on the inside and would have been hit by the car. We suspected what happened when we saw blood on Mike's own car, but now we know.
Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, featuring a five-minute mystery and a movie preview of the 1940 film Love Thy Neighbor, starring Jack Benny and Fred Allen. We also heard Jack Teagarden sing Blues to the Lonely from 1941. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows, on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.